The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are on Thursday, August 9th. Wait, no, August 8th. Sorry. August 8th, 2019. This is James Kelso. The show is live. You can tell from my mistakes. Nothing rehearsed here. Don't ever accuse me of that. And this is the Trump Phenomenon Show, celebrating this most amazing phenomenon of our political lives, any of us. Nothing to compare with it. And so thank you for joining us here for the next 60 minutes. You're invited to call in at 800-313-9443 with your thoughts. And you'll be talking to the people who put this network together, who keep it running, who keep the gears turning. And that's the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in the great metropolis of Round Rock, Round Rock, Texas. There's that song of all my exes live in Texas. But something I hang my hat in Tennessee. There's quite a relationship between Tennessee and Texas. I guess it started with Davy Crockett when he got on his horse in Tennessee and rode all the way to Texas. And that relationship has continued. Who wrote that song? All my exes live in Texas, but I hang my hat in Tennessee. One of you callers call in and remind me who wrote that song. Was it Waylon Jennings? Who the heck was it? Anyway, we will be talking about Trump tonight, and Trump's continuing to do a great job. We'll be talking about the Trump phenomenon outside of the United States. Yes, such a thing exists. Donald Trump has started a worldwide avalanche of Europeans finally making wherever they live great again. Making Hungary great again, making Poland, France, Italy, we'll talk about Italy in a moment, making Britain great again, just as we are working to make America great again here. So we'll go to some of that. But now, Donald Trump actually was not the first man on the scene in this movement to rehabilitate our Western world, our civilization, our esprit as a people. I'll give you an example of somebody who was early on the scene. Sebastian Gorka was an aide before he worked for Donald Trump. Sebastian Gorka worked for he worked in Hungary he worked for Viktor Orban in Hungary. And this was a few years, I think, before, we don't know. I don't know when Donald Trump had moment of epiphany for Donald Trump was in his life. But it's possible that Viktor Orban was on the scene earlier and some other folks. However, Viktor Orban himself would be the first to say, and Sebastian Gorka would be the first to say, that Donald Trump is the man who has led the revolution, has led the Renaissance, has led the recuperation of our people. And he's the most significant figure by far, and he has invigorated everything that everybody's doing, including Viktor Orban's work and so on around the world. So it's legitimate to call the Trump phenomenon a worldwide phenomenon. Viktor Orban would be the first to do that himself. Nigel Farage is another who would say the Trump phenomenon is a world phenomenon. Let's go. And I'll look. Let's look at a few of the European stories that are breaking. Here's one. Germany may tax meat at 19% to fight climate change. There's a good one, isn't it? Now, of course, Donald Trump has been fighting tooth and nail with Angela Merkel, who is the deep stater in charge of the German government. Here's another one. Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will be ready on the doorstep, pen in hand, to sign a post-Brexit trade deal with our cousins in Britain. This is good news. And this is, of course, Donald Trump signaling to Nigel Farage, signaling who's the head of the Brexit Party, the brand new political party in Britain. Not many Americans are aware of it because the American lamestream media doesn't even cover it. They don't cover news, really. They aren't newsmen or women, are they? They're social justice warriors exclusively. But anyway, there is a new party in Britain, the Brexit Party, led by Nigel Farage. Boris Johnson, new Prime Minister of Britain, leading the Conservative Party. And those two parties together, if they cooperate, if Boris Johnson cooperates with Nigel Farage, they can lead Britain out of the EU. And that, I think the deadline coming up, is it October 31st? And the end of October, whatever the date is, help me out, audience. And let's see. So Donald Trump is ready and eager to help Boris Johnson, to help Nigel Farage, to help our cousins in Britain. Get the hell out of the globalist European Union. What a breakthrough moment that will be when that happens. And Donald Trump is a key figure in making that happen. He has signaled to the British people, come on, come on, don't lose heart. Stay in the fight. Get out of the EU. Don't let these SOBs of the EU scare you into thinking that by leaving the EU, you will somehow be economically punished or hurt. Far from it. I, the President of the United States, am going to boost trade with you, our British cousins and our Scottish cousins. I mention that because Donald Trump's mother is entirely a Scot. His mother, MacLeod, from the Outer Hebrides Islands of Scotland, actually was born there. First language was Gaelic rather than English. Anyway, I'm going to help my Scots cousins and my British cousins, our British cousins, with wonderful trade deals so that you, Brits, instead of being punished by leaving the EU, will be rewarded with great trade possibilities with the United States, not available to those dopes who have stayed in the European Union, which has been so nasty, by the way, to the U.S. Donald Trump has commented that the European Union's bureaucrats may have been more nasty, those globalists may have been more nasty to the United States in their trade relations than even the very nasty Red Chinese. He's made that comment. We'll go to his tweets in just a bit. Some more European news. The British faith, the Brits' faith in the EU falls amid Brexit delay. Ooh, that's a good headline. Where is it? Okay, let's see what the story is there. British voters are less likely to trust the European Union than their counterparts on the continent and have experienced their sharpest increase in Euroscepticism since before the 2016 Brexit referendum. Remember, that was supported by Donald Trump. It was right before our Trump referendum in November. According to the EU's own figures, according to a major twice annual Eurobarometer study of social and political sentiment across Europe conducted by the European Commission. Now, I mean, you've got to trust that as far as you can throw it, folks, but let's listen to it anyway. 56% of Britons tend not to trust the European Union. So if the European Commission says 56% of Brits don't trust the European Union, man, it's at least that. And if you talk about actual real Britons, which are kind of like real Americans, as people who really are British, and that is they weren't born in Pakistan or somewhere like that, or their parents weren't born in Pakistan, they look like Brits. is far, of course, it's way, way, way above 56%. It's like those polls about Donald Trump. If his popularity is 56% in America, that doesn't mean, you know, half the people, you know, his poll among the people that are actually Americans is, you know, way, way up there. 29%, according to the European Commission itself, only 29% of Britons trust the European Union. The not trusting figure has risen 3 points since the autumn of 2018, so in less than a year. Let's see here. While trust in Brussels, that is the EU, across all surveyed nations rose 2 points over the study period, it was still bad news for Eurocrats, as EU voters were still more likely to not trust the bloc than to trust it, 46 to 44%. That's good news, folks. And the Brexit Party is topping the polls. And let's go to another story now. Kind of covered that one. Here's a Nigel Farage, great friend of us patriots and friend of Donald Trump. He said the big fella is going to win with a landslide, talking about Donald Trump. Nigel Farage, dubbed Mr. Brexit by President Donald Trump himself, says he hopes to spend more time in the U.S. once Britain is out of the European Union, hopefully in time to see the American leader win the 2020 presidential race. That's a good one. Let's go to Italy. Italy's Matteo Salvini, another one of the Trump phenomenon heroes, tells his colleagues to cancel their holiday plans, prepare for a coalition government crisis and a possible election. Leaked reports claim League leader Matteo Salvini has told his party members, don't go on holiday. A crisis between the government coalition partners looms on the horizon. And let's see here. So let's, I hope that's good news and not bad news. Well, it looks like it's kind of bad news, because the coalition government is a coalition between the League, or Lega in Italian, and another movement called the Five Star Movement. Now, the Lega is a more reliably, from our point of view as patriots, patriotic organization. The Five Star Movement's a little more, a little less solid. So Salvini labeled the Five Star Movement's recent actions as disappointing. This is former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi who said this, and he called on Salvini to formally end the populist coalition, saying interrupting this failed experience is therefore a gesture of responsibility on the part of Matteo Salvini towards the Italians. Forza Italia believes that the best solution, this is a quote from Silvio Berlusconi, you remember him from a few years ago, Forza Italia believes that the best solution for the country is new elections. Now notice they're talking about the same thing in Britain. And of course we're talking about the same thing here. The left is characterizing the 2020 election as a referendum on Donald Trump. New national elections could see a spectacular result for Salvini and his party, with recent polls showing the League trending towards 40% of the national vote, putting them in a position where the party could potentially form a national majority alone. And by the way, in European politics, folks, getting 40% of the vote nationally is a big, much bigger deal than here in the United States, where that would be seen as a defeat. They don't have a two-party system in Europe. They have, in some cases, six, seven, eight parties. And you can be a very important party and only get 25% of the vote and be a very important party. So 40% is actually a huge success on the European scene. Well, let's go over here to let us go to my favorite spot of all on the web, and that is Donald Trump's Twitter account. Let's take a look, and let me go over here on another computer screen to your call-in board from the audience there. One of the engineers is telling me that George Strait sang that song about Texas. All my exes live in Texas, but I hang my hat in Tennessee. I forget the rest of the verses, but it's such a brilliant song. All right, let's go to Donald Trump's Twitter account here. Well, okay, this is wow, we've caught a real hiatus in our president's tweets, I think. Let me see. No hiatus, sorry. All I needed to do was refresh my screen. And just an hour ago, the president tweets, and he's got a new DNI. Remember, the deep state wanted this woman, what's her name? Susan somebody, who was a deputy and who became the acting director of national intelligence. They wanted her to take the job. In fact, Rod the Rat Rosenstein was so excited about it, he started popping off in public, and who else came urging. But Donald Trump, no, he's not going to have that. I am pleased to inform you that the Honorable Joseph McGuire, current director of the National Counterterrorism Center, will be named acting director of national intelligence, effective August 15th. Admiral McGuire has a long and distinguished career in the military, retired from the U.S. Navy in 2010. He commanded at every level, including the Naval Special Warfare Command. He has also served as a National Security Fellow at Harvard. I have no doubt that he will do a great job. Okay, so there you go. I guess he's going to appoint him. He's named acting director, and I guess the idea is to make him the director of national intelligence. Remember, let's look a little earlier here in the tweets. Oh, here he is. It's Sue Gordon. That's her name. He says, Sue Gordon is a great professional with a long and distinguished career. I have gotten to know Sue over the past 2 years and have developed great respect for her. Sue has announced she will be leaving on August 15th, which coincides with the retirement of Dan Coats. A new acting director of national intelligence will be named shortly. And shortly means in a few minutes. Let's see, how many minutes was it? Well, it was, it was a few minutes. So that's nice. And I'll tell you, I don't know anything about Sue Gordon, but the fact that Rodney, the rat, Rosenstein, jumped up to recommend her, and then somebody else from the deep state jumped up to recommend her too. Was it Chuck Schumer? It was one of those clowns. That was, to me, boy, that's the kiss of death, to get a recommendation from Rod the Rat Rosenstein, the guy who appointed Barry Bob Mueller to be the witch hunter assigned to take down Donald Trump. He didn't succeed in that, but he did succeed in slowing Donald Trump down. So, unfortunately, we're picking up steam again. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be.
We're back, folks.
Everything I can be.
Yesterday we talked about this, a great tweet from the president, a series of tweets on the Federal Reserve, on the Board of Governors, which is comprised of seven governors. And when the president was sworn in, there were five in office appointed to the Federal Reserve. Two seats were vacant. And we talked then, years ago on this show. Isn't it amazing how time goes by? But years ago on this show, we talked about the golden opportunity for the president. And apparently he does have in mind two nominees to fill those two vacancies on the Board of Governors. And of course, the demon rats will be kicking, screaming, gouging, biting, scratching to stop any nominees, any nominations by the president to anything. So the Republicans have to hold on in the Senate, and they've got to avoid any residual John McCain types in the U.S. Senate who can side with the demon rats to derail the Trump train. But let's go. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve for a moment, because the president tweeted again today, brilliantly, absolutely brilliantly. He tweeted about the Federal Reserve. He says this, as your president, one would think that I would be thrilled with our very strong dollar. I am not. Now, he's giving you a lesson in economics here, folks. How many of us have been to the Wharton School of Finance at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school? And Joseph Wharton, the founder of that school, paid for it. It's named after him, and he's a cousin of mine, as is Donald Trump, through his mother, the McLeod family, McLeod, from those folks from Scotland. The president and I are cousins. But I'm also a cousin of Joseph Wharton. And he says, giving you a lesson, and I certainly never went there, so I need the lesson. He says, I am not pleased with the very strong dollar. The Fed's high interest rate level in comparison to other countries is keeping the dollar high, making it more difficult for our great manufacturers like Caterpillar, Boeing, John Deere, our car companies and others to compete on a level playing field. With substantial Fed cuts, he means cuts in the prime rate, the interest rate, the rate at which money is available, there is no inflation, he says, which is their only one of their main excuse for raising interest rates is to knock inflation back down. But there is no inflation, the president says, and with substantial Fed cuts and no quantitative tightening. What is quantitative tightening? That's where they reduce the supply of money. Quantitative easing is where they pump dollars into the economy. Quantitative tightening is withdrawing dollars from circulation. With no quantitative tightening, the dollar will make it possible for our companies to win against any competition. We have the greatest companies in the world. There's nobody even close. But unfortunately, the same cannot be said. Now get this. No president has ever spoken this way. And this is true of the president on everything, on every subject. Everything under the sun. The president speaks as no man has ever spoken, and certainly no president. Let us hope there will be more such presidents as Donald Trump. but it's hard to imagine. But unfortunately, the same cannot be said about our Federal Reserve. Imagine Ronald Reagan saying these words that you're about to hear. Anybody that you know. They have called it wrong at every step of the way. And we are still winning. Can you imagine what would happen if they actually called it right? Nice. Now, and who are these people that he's lecturing here? He is lecturing, let's look at the Federal Reserve Board of Governors right now. Jerome Powell is the chairman, appointed by Donald Trump. But his hands were tied. He had to appoint the chairman by the rules of this actually unconstitutional agency, the Federal Reserve, extra governmental. Where is it? Where does it fit in the constitutional plan? Really, which branch is it in? Who controls it? You know, was it Greenspan or Bernanke or which one of them was it that, when being grilled by Ron Paul in front of a banking commission, House Banking Committee, I think it was Bernanke or one of these clowns who said to Ron Paul, we don't take orders from anyone. There is no one in the government senior to us. Wow, that was quite a moment. Jerome Powell is the chairman, and the president had to appoint him from among the existing five members. And I think when Janet Yellen resigned, he had to pick from among four. And, you know, Jerome looked like the best of the worst. And, well, that's what he's turned out to be. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
It's hard to be. Any man can
be. And looking at the Federal Reserve Board, the members, other members are Richard Clarida, Randall Quarles, Lael Brainerd, and Michelle Bowman. And some of these appointments actually were by Donald Trump. He's got two new nominated members to fill the two vacancies, Christopher Waller and Judy Shelton. Judy Shelton is well known for being a critic of the Federal Reserve, being a supporter of tying the dollar to gold. I'm liking all of that. And you say, well, you know, why can't Donald Trump nominate Paul Craig Roberts to the Federal Reserve Board? And then while you're at it, put Ron Paul on there too. Well, the reason goes back to something we've discussed on this show, the art of the deal, and then also the art of the possible. Paul Craig Roberts, I would just be so happy if Paul Craig Roberts were on the Federal Reserve Board, but ain't going to happen. Not until water flows uphill. Same with Ron Paul. He's not going to get on the Federal Reserve Board. Too many enemies for these two gentlemen in the U.S. Senate for that to be confirmed for their nomination. So Donald Trump has to find people that he can somehow get by the the beating that's administered to every appointment he makes. An example of one that worked well is William Barr. We won't go into the details on William Barr, but because he was a former attorney general in the Bush years, he was confirmed, I think, by voice vote back when he was made attorney general. He was able to get by the hazing administered by the demon rats, the flogging, the inquisition, the witch hunt that everybody has to endure. So there we go on that. And so he's got two new nominations pending. We'll see what. But I love, let's go back to his tweets. He's lecturing, schooling the Board of Governors as in how to run a central bank. Let's see what else the president's saying to us today. He says, let's go see if he's got something brand new. I always have to hit refresh. Could be something in the last few minutes. Let's see here. He says an hour ago. Rod Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois, was sentenced to 14 years in prison. He has served 7. Many people have asked that I study the possibility of commuting his sentence and that it was a very severe one. The White House staff is continuing the review of this matter. Well, Donald Trump has been, his intervention on behalf of people who received injustice or something that's like too severe a sentence has been very good. He's been a very humane, kind man in dealing with people who got a raw deal from the justice system. And this looks like another case of that. Let's take a phone call right now. Dr. Kelly, out there in California. What's on your mind, Dr. Kelly?
Hey, I nominate G. Edward Griffin for any of those positions.
Well, yeah, but the same applies to G. Edward Griffin, folks, who was a very prominent writer in the John Birch Society. In my days in the John Birch Society, G. Edward Griffin was one of the, you know, 3 or 4 top writers and figures in the John Birch Society. And the I can't remember. I met him at the Conservative Political Action Conference in 2011. And the but in any event, he also, Dr. Kelly, could not be confirmed because he's too much of a patriot to make it, you know, through the gauntlet. That's the word I was looking for. Make it through the gauntlet. He couldn't make it. Donald Trump knows that. So he's got to find people that can make it through the gauntlet. This is a very tricky art form. You know, it's the art of the possible. Donald Trump is about winning. Don't try something that's, you know, that makes you feel good, you know, like because you're right. You know, like, I nominated Paul Craig Roberts, so I'm right. I knew it couldn't go through, but, you know, I was right. No, it's more important to get, and of course I love Paul Craig Roberts, but it's you've got to get some, and Paul Craig Roberts would probably be the first one to say, I wouldn't have a snowball's chance of hell of getting a confirmation. You got to pick somebody that can actually get confirmed. And Donald Trump winning the presidency, here's the deep state knows this. They know that in winning the presidency, he is only one part. He did not thereby become fully in charge of the entire executive branch of the government. The deep state knows this very deeply, and they are jamming him with this fact. So, well, illustration this week, Peter Strzok, this incredible lovebird with his sexting to his paramour, Lisa Page, both of them cheating on their spouses on government communications devices, which have been, by the way, scrubbed clean by, yes, Barry of Bob Mueller. He got custody of their FBI communication devices and then had them reformatted by the manufacturer. Oh, that's so nice of you, Bob. That just happened by accident, didn't it, Bob Mueller? They just happened to have the manufacturer reformat the devices. What an accident. How unfortunate. What a man of integrity, as Trey Gowdy said of Robert Mueller. What a man of integrity this is. In any event, but like Peter Strzok illustrates this, he's now suing the FBI and the Justice Department for wrongful termination. And where does this chutzpah come from? These people in the deep state, they know they have the deep state. They have a headlock on the deep state. They are, Donald Trump is at the head of the thing, but the bench, 1,000 deep, is full of deep staters. And they know we're going to outlast this guy. We're going to outfox this guy. We're going to wear him down. We're going to, like, all over the country, you can be sure there are federal offices all over the country approving all kinds of deals for illegal aliens, approving housing, approving money, approving, judges all over the country granting them citizenship and granting them job, green cards and granting visas to them and, blocking efforts to deport them. Thousands and thousands of these people all over the country, appointed by people like Bill Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, wherever he was born, and all the rest of them. And they know they are the deep state. They know they control academia. They know they control the media. And they're trying to fix. There's just a few holes that they didn't take care of. The biggest one, of course, being the Internet. That was their biggest surprise, is the appearance of the Internet. They didn't count on that. Imagine, folks, if the Internet had not occurred, if it had not been invented by just a few people. Where would we? This radio show would certainly not exist. You wouldn't be hearing my voice if there were no internet. You think I would be? You'd hear my voice on MSNBC or CNN or no? So that was a hole that appeared in their dike, and the Patriot faction at Fox. That's another hole that appeared for them. The alternative media like Republic Broadcasting. This is a hole. There aren't that many holes, but then. Whoa, not a little hole. The bruising aircraft carrier that plowed right through their whole system is Donald Trump. Out of the blue comes Donald Trump and just shocks the hell out of the deep state. And they've tried everything to get rid of him. And continue to do so. I like this. Nigel Farage is predicting that Donald Trump will win in a landslide. And it appears, Dr. Kelly, that the latest effort, which is to really more heavily than they've ever played it before, to play the racist card against Donald Trump. And everyone who knows Donald Trump has said Donald Trump, they all say the same thing. The people who know him personally for a long, long time. He doesn't have a racist bone in his body. It's not working. It's not sticking on Donald Trump. The American people, especially his own people, European people, are not buying this. And so it looks as if this effort, what do we call Donald Trump early on, before he even became elected on this show, we were calling Donald Trump the boomerang candidate. That is, everything that the left tries to do against him has boomeranged against them. And it appears that once again, Donald Trump is making that happen. So, another exciting day here in the history of this whole thing. But Donald Trump has to win in 2020. And then, of course, we want to regain the House. And that may happen. Boy, if Donald Trump comes back into office as sworn in 2020, having both the House and the Senate once again, as he did before Paul Ryan, was a combination that took the House away from Donald Trump, a combination of within the Republican Party, Paul Ryan, and then within the deep state, Bob Mueller, appointed by Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, who was put in place by the quixotic, still unexplained Jeff Sessions. Whatever happened to Jeff Sessions? Where is he now? What the hell happened to Jeff Sessions? But anyway, if he gets the House and the Senate back, he's then got 4 years. You know, are they going to start another Bob Mueller campaign? Are they, you know, going to demand his tax returns again, and so on? I think his second 4 years may be an incredibly productive 4 years with a much a cleaner road ahead of him. Anyway,
yeah, and then when you do an aviation FOIA request about Bob Mueller and uranium on the tarmac over there in the good old USSR, and how Jeff Sessions is tied up into that mess, and how my friend Colonel Brian Hunt of the California, he's the California State Commander, he actually produced some United States geologic survey records to Cliven Bundy, showing that they had surveyed his land illegally as far back as 2005 with Hillary Clinton and Harry Reid. And, you know, they've got their hands full trying to cover up the hole, or when we look in, trying to give us a black eye. So thanks for pointing out the good things and attracting listeners that pop in with the facts.
Well, we've got another one coming up here, and let's go to him, Dr. Kelly. Let's go to James in Charlotte. James, are you there?
Oh, James, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
You doing all right out there on the plains of North Dakota?
Yes. Well, it's beautiful out here. You know, it's like, oh, the weather, the sky, everything. The spring, summer, and fall in North Dakota are wonderful. It's a well-kept secret. And we use our harsh winter to scare people away, to keep this the least visited state in America. And long may it be so. Go ahead. It's a secret. Don't tell anybody, James. This is a wonderful, wonderful place. It is as America once was. You don't need to make North Dakota great again. It never stopped being great.
I have been through there just briefly, and I'd like to come back and visit sometime. I've got a couple of things I wanted to just throw at you. I came across just to show how serious the anti-Trump mental illness has gotten among the left and the media. I heard something yesterday that I at first thought had to be some kind of sick joke that somebody had made up, that and then I checked it out and found out it was for real, this fellow, apparently some consultant to MSNBC, a former FBI I think an assistant director, came on and was claiming that Donald Trump had made this secret signal to the Nazis, the white nationalists, or the Nazis, whatever you want to call them, by having the flag flown at half staff after the mass shootings, that he said that because the flag would be flown at half staff until today, which is the eighth day of the eighth month.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yes, and of course that date would be 8-8 or 88. And then the idea there is that among Hitler enthusiasts, 88, that it actually is a greeting among them. This is true. This is not made up. They'll, you know, end a phone call or greet each other with the salute 88, meaning Heil Hitler. And here's what the media doesn't report. This group of people who wax nostalgic about Adolf Hitler and who have dreams and fantasies about Adolf Hitler, this is a microscopically small population, a tiny, tiny population. You could walk for miles and miles and not find somebody that's a member of this population. These people do exist. But what the media does, they have been a useful tool for the left-wing media since the end of World War II, actually, for now, you know, well nigh 75 years. The left-wing establishment has used Hitler as their club with which to beat white people over the head. And they've used the white nationalist movement, which, as I have said, please, somebody out there, please research this. Please write about it. Somebody, please get a book out about this. It's actually the white national socialist movement. They've used this to stop what finally Trump has created, which is just a red-blooded American patriot movement. Stay with me. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War.
Yes. Back before Elvis. And I'm going to give you another before, folks, to think about. Let me just check first. James and Charlotte, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Hang on, James, and I appreciate your calling. I want to throw an idea out there to you in the audience there, inspired by this song here, Back Before Elvis. And I'll say, hey, back before Adolf, and let me give you a thought to consider, folks. I frequently talk about BT and AT, before Trump and after Trump. It's a real turning point right there, the way the world was before Trump came on the scene and the way it is now after he has appeared on the scene. Trump has changed everything. There was another man in history who did the same thing, Hitler. And I would say there's our world, our European world before Hitler. And let's pick a date. Let's pick September 1st, 1939 as the truly before Hitler era. And or pick a cutoff point there. And then there's after Hitler. And let me just summarize. Before Hitler, our white, European, Western world and civilization was in great shape. I mean wonderful shape, with one glaring exception, of course, which is the plight of our European brothers and sisters in the Soviet Union. They were having a tough time. But with that one exception, the European world was in tremendously good shape. And Uncle Joe Stalin was on his way out. Things were not looking good for him in the 1930s, and we would have been able to get rid of him and free our brothers and sisters in the Soviet Union. It's World War II that actually installed Stalin in tremendously more power than he ever had previously. But in any event, before Hitler, our people were in great shape. Hitler screwed everything. Hitler left us in tatters after his war. Anything pro-European became shameful. White people started cowering and crawling and apologizing for themselves and feeling guilty and so on. Even though our fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers were the ones who beat Hitler, they somehow had to apologize for Hitler, even though they were the ones who risked their lives, went up like my dad in airplanes and suffered horrible casualties to beat him. So there's before Hitler and after Hitler. Before Trump and after Trump. Before Trump, Hitler destroyed the possibility of what used to exist before the war. People like Charles Lindbergh and Henry Ford were the leaders of great patriot movements, wonderful movements among our people all over the white world. Those were destroyed by Hitler, and they didn't come back. The left used Hitler as their billy club to beat down any revival of white of white esprit and morale. Donald Trump is the one who's changed all of that. And of course, he's as anti-Hitler as they come. They want to tie him. They want to tie him to Hitler in order to destroy the incredible esprit. I apologize for running out of time. We'll try to pick up where we left off tomorrow. See you then.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.